Hi, Frank Thacker here, and welcome to the Daily Peacemaker. So the last few sessions we've been bouncing around with this notion of the evolution of consciousness, becoming a better person, attitudes of development, those types of things. And it's basically, we've been talking about the different levels of values and beliefs that you have, and looking at what level you might be in and how to move to a higher level. And like I said, there's many different perspectives on this, called different things. I showed this last time, attitudes of development, I think this is, and it shows the different levels you can move through. And here's another one. You guys are lucky, I'm doing two now. What is it called? 8 different views of life. And this similar in a way, and I love those colors, huh? And you can find those on, there's a really good website, thedailypeacemaker.com. And if you go to the resource page, you can download these there. And even though there's like, you know, what is it, like 8 different views there, the other one has about the same, we've taken them in to simplify things, put them in 3 categories. And, you know, I'll repeat myself here again. It's the egoic, which is all about me. My values and beliefs are all about me. I am the center of the world. And we start out there. We all do as babies. However, many, I don't know, maybe 10, 15% of the population stays stuck there, even when they're 60, 70, 80 years old. They still operate out of that place. It's all about me. Then the next general level we go up to is many names. They call it ethnocentric, tribal, my group. And that's where your values and beliefs are centered in a particular group. It might be a political group, it might be a church group, it might be a national group, could be a combination of, could just be family, ethnicity. And in that level, your values, your beliefs, where you're rooted, is in your group, you know. And if it's, you know, my nation is the best nation in the world, or my religion is the only religion, and all things like that. And I think the vast number of people are at that level, maybe, I don't know, 60-70% of the people operate out of that level. And the problem is, at that level, you always have an enemy. There's always someone that you're going to be fighting against to show that your country is the best or your religion is the best. And then the next leap would be up to what's called unity consciousness, which is basically where you begin to realize that, hey, you know, we're all interrelated. We're all trying to get to the same place. And you know, your values and beliefs begin to change a little bit, and you move out of my country, my religion, my political party to one, wow, everybody's got some truth here. And it's at that level that you learn to honor and respect the inherent worth and dignity of every living creature. So we talked about that, and then we spent some time talking about how do you move from one level to another. And we talked a little bit about meditation and education and finding support groups and stuff. And then this week, actually, our last 2 weeks, I had 2 friends, two of my friends. I have more than 2 friends. Let me just clarify that. One of them, for lack of better words, you could call sort of, I don't like labeling, but one is more conservative, the other more liberal. But they both said the same thing, basically. They said, Why evolve? Why move through these levels? What good does it do? And I said to them, well, do you want to make the world a better place? Oh, yeah, sure. And they both said, especially for our kids and grandkids. And I pointed out that I think, and not just me, but many people, believe that the only way that we're going to have a better world is to move into this level of unity consciousness, where everybody, you don't get, it's not like, oh, dancing around the campfire singing Kumbaya, but it's a place where people are working together, they're realizing the value of each other and of the environment. There are conflicts and disagreements, but they are resolved in a nonviolent way, and they're resolved often in a way that leads to new truth. So if you want to make the world a better place in general for everybody, and say in particular for your kids and grandkids, that's my belief. We gotta move to this level of unity consciousness. So that's one really powerful reason. Another, I would say, is that the faith traditions, the great faith traditions, have always taught about the oneness as the goal to move towards. And science is now, with quantum physics and those things, especially quantum physics, is showing how everything is interrelated. And the process of evolution is moving in that way. And so it's like, get on the boat and do what you can to further that process, because that's where evolution is going. And if we humans don't do our part, evolution is still going to go on. Our species won't. Another piece to that is people that really want to make the world a better place for all people. And I think most people are of that mindset. They then fall into the trap, well, I, can't do much. And the one thing that we all can do is evolve, move up the ladder of evolution, for lack of better words, and these are all the different levels. They get a little, I don't know what the right word is, maybe too specific, but they can be really helpful. And anybody can do that. They can become more and more evolved, more and more have their values and beliefs centered in the notion that we're all in this together. And what I do for the world, I'm also benefiting it myself. So it gives you a sense of, wow, I really can do something here. It may appear small, but it's pretty powerful. So that's another reason to move forward, and also to work in harmony with the way things are. And another thing would be that that you become less anxious, because on that ethno level, you're always on some part of you is ready for a fight or an argument, because you got to defend your team or your religion or your political party or whatever. Whereas when you get into this unity consciousness, it's you're not looking. You're not looking over your shoulder, wondering who's going to come up and disagree with you and start castigating you and stuff. You're actually open to new experiences, and you get this sense of growth, which is a pretty good thing, and you get more centered and peaceful within yourself. So those are some of the reasons to continue on this journey. And it's difficult, and obviously it's not, in my opinion, a straightforward thing. It's kind of like, the old two steps forward, one step back, and And as you, another good point, and I mentioned this before, as you move through these different levels, each of those levels has some good things in it. So you want to take those along. That's, there's a whole saying, transcend but include. You know, so take your religion. You're at this level, my religion, my faith is the best, and it's probably served you well, that's why you feel that. So when you move to the next level, you don't say, religion's no good. No religion is any good. You take your religion that supported you or your faith, but you don't have to like argue that it's the best. It's been good for you. Doesn't mean that it's the best in general. So there's that stuff too. So there's a lot of good reasons to move forward. There's and it's difficult, as I was saying, and one of the difficulties is dealing with what's called a shadow self. And I did a podcast back and a while back, and I might do that again because it's something that is really helpful to explore. All right, enough. So again, as always, good to be with you. Thanks for listening, and always open to questions, insights, ideas. And let us walk in harmony, and peace be with you, and you take care.